How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to the Haunted Cafe.
Sup.
I'm so awkward when you say something. I'm just like, whoa, he spoke. Today we're going to be talking about shadow people, which is something that Alan was excited once again to talk about.
Yeah.
I
have my theories.
You have your theories?
My theories.
Theories.
Yeah, my scary theories. They're called theories.
Oh, that's creative, actually.
Rename this the Theories Podcast.
Yeah, the Theories. It sounds like fairies, though.
Yeah, but it's not.
You sure?
Don't get them confused.
You sure?
Don't let it happen again.
Okay. Anyway, so we're going to be talking about shadow people. Before we get into that, though, we have to talk about the drinks that we have.
Yeah.
They're not tea. They're not soda.
We haven't had tea.
They're not soda.
I mean, they are, actually. But we haven't had any, like tea on this in a while.
That's only been, like, two episodes.
I mean, we haven't had tea, period, in a while.
Well, it's just that, like, tea's good and all, but it's not something that you always want, like, when it's hot out, you know?
Yeah, it's friggin'...
I guess we could do some cold teas.
We could. Brisk? I should have grabbed a brisk.
Yeah. Sucks to be you. Anyway, so the drinks that we're drinking today are, I have a Sprite Lemonade Legacy.
Limonade Legacy.
It's basically like limonade.
It's pretty much, that's all it is lemonade soda.
Yeah, it's really good, but it tastes a lot better warm.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
And I have Le Summer Freeze Mountain Doodah.
Doodah?
Dippity day.
Is that what you said, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I wasn't sure if I heard you right, or...
You heard me right.
Okay. But yeah.
Don't let it happen again.
Stop. But yeah, so... I figured we'd talk about our sodas, because they are kind of weird. Not weird sodas, but they're new, right? I think the Sprite one's new, anyway.
Yeah, well, I have no idea, honestly. It might have been something that was old and they just now put on the shelves. Yeah. I know that the Summer Freeze is new.
Yeah. The Sprite one's at least one that I've never heard of, so... Yeah. But yeah, so let's, while Alan is just so tired to be here, let's get into the episode.
It's early in the afternoon, man.
Yeah, it's a whole 1:16 p.m. and Alan 1:15. Is 16 according to my computer.
See, I think we need to recalibrate everything that you ever think is what is.
According to the iPad that I have, it's 10:16, so...
In the morning or at night?
I don't know. Let me look.
The crap.
It just says 10:16, so I don't know.
What timeline is that thing on?
I don't know. Anyway.
In the future.
Maybe. It's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Anyway, so like I said, it was kind of hard for me to do the research on this, just because there isn't really a whole lot known about shadow people.
There's not a lot known.
Yeah. I mean. But
I feel like it would go way, way back if it wanted to, if there was any records actually kept.
Yeah,
but
so if I missed anything that's, like, notable, you can obviously jump in, but if it's something that we both miss, let us know down in the comments below.
Yeah. Also, I forgot to tell you, the Black Eyed Kids video,
mm-hmm.
there was actually an incident before that guy had brought it up. There was one other incident, it was in, like, the 80s, but it wasn't as well known because it wasn't turned into a blog, so people just blew it off.
Yeah, it was probably, he just probably told his friends or whatever, or whoever it was, just told their friends, and then it was like, oh, well, that's as far as it went, you know?
Yeah, I found that out a couple of days ago, forgot to tell you about it, but anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this topic is kind of, like, it's a broad topic, so it's kind of hard to just pinpoint, like, different bullet points that I wanted to talk about. So, it might be kind of, like, all over the place, you know? Like, just information here, there, wherever.
Everywhere.
But,
everything, everywhere, all at once.
Yep. But hopefully, you enjoyed the episode.
Hopefully. I need to stop yawning. I don't know why I'm yawning so much, man.
I don't know.
Aggravating.
It's annoying me. No, I'm just kidding.
You bore me.
I know. Anyway, right. Let's get into it. We're getting distracted, like, constantly. So, the shadow people are often described as dark, shadowy figures or silhouettes.
Dark, shadowy fellas.
Yeah. Fellas. Their appearance is typically characterized by the following traits. Obviously, darkness. Shadow people appear as extremely dark or black entities. they lack the typical, like, visual details or features of humans, of, like, human characteristics, and or any discernible, like, facial characteristics. Instead, they are perceived as shapeless, mist-like forms. So, like, you can't see their face. Yeah, no. You can't tell, like, if they have eyes or... Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
there are...
I know, there are.
Are you able to get those? Okay, there's a few of them that have specific details to them, but...
Yeah, there are, like, the red eyes.
Yeah, the red eyes, the top hat. The
pocket. I didn't talk about him. Hi, Voodoo. You'll see our cat's butt. Yeah. I didn't talk about the hat man because...
That's our head. You can see your head, look.
Oh, there you are. But I wanted to do a separate episode for him because I think there's more to
more to Hat Man, but he's also considered a shadow person.
Yeah, so, he is.
With his pocket watch and his top hat, and people say he's the Grim Reaper, etc. It's usually a really bad sign if you see him in dreams and shit like that, too. It's just bad.
But I wanted to keep him, like, kind of separate. I know he's a part of it, but, you know.
Yeah. It's a whole other podcast episode. Mm-hmm. So.
But, yeah. They also have, like, humanoid shape. Despite their lack of physical, like, specific features, shadow people generally have a humanoid shape. They are often described as having a head, a torso, two arms, and two legs. Obviously, that's a person, but, you know.
There's also, I remember hearing a while ago that there was also some shadow creatures.
You know, like animals?
Yeah, well, like, cats specifically was one of them.
Mm-hmm. So. Cats, and I think dogs, too.
I think it more, I don't know about, like, dogs. I know more or less it, like, goes towards cats than anything. Because if it's going to be any kind of shadow creature that's creepy, it's going to be a cat.
Of course, But, of course, like, all of the proportion sizes, like, you know, long arm length and stuff like that, kind of differs depending on who you talk to, like, who experienced it.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm burping. lack of detail is, like, another thing. One defining characteristic of shadow people is the absence of any details. I mean, there are typically, you know, they don't really have, like, a mouth. You can't really see. Most of the time, they don't have eyes. They're just a solid black mass, almost like a cutout.
Yeah. Maybe a cardboard cutout and a silhouetted window.
There are certain cases where people describe these creatures to have, like, bright, glowing red eyes, and that's all that they can see.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they're said to wear, like, hoods and cloaks and stuff like that, too.
Those are the bad ones.
Yeah.
They made an entire Halloween costume out of shadow creatures. It's a Halloween costume that's got these glowing red eyes that are, like, right above your eyes, so you can still see under them, but, like, they shine through the morph suit, and, like, the whole thing is a morph suit, and it's just a blackout morph suit with red glowing eyes on the inside. It looks freaky as hell.
Yeah, that sounds creepy, honestly. So their height and their size. Reports of shadow people's height and size obviously vary. Some describe them as being, like, really small, almost like children, while others perceive them as, like, tall and looming figures. Obviously, it depends on who sees it and what they, you know, how they feel. There are cases where they actually do have a 3D appearance, like three-dimensional, you know, where it actually looks like a person instead of, like, a cardboard cutout. It honestly just seems like, depending on who sees the shadow and kind of, like, what their mood is almost, like, how they perceive it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you're in a good mood or you just don't have any, like, complaints or anything like that,
they'll kind of just leave you alone. Yeah. You just happen to see them.
Yeah, it'll just be, like, a quick, like walkthrough or something like that.
The red ones. They all have their own specific things that they use, and depending on what you're seeing with them, too. I don't know if you're going to go over that later on. Like, with the red-eyed ones, like, how they... What are you doing? Hi. Like, the red-eyed ones, they... You just easing your way, huh? Little chunker. There you go. You comfy
she's
now?
She's gonna sit there.
Yeah, she's comfy. Anyway, but with the red-eyed ones, supposedly they're there because they feed off people's fears. Like, they have certain things that attract them.
Yeah, I didn't really get into that, so, you know, if you wanted to jump in and talk about it, you can. Right.
Well, I'll do that now, since you're talking about the description and stuff. But apparently, the red-eyed ones, from what I've heard before, is they specifically feed off of people's fear. So, they purposely stare at you because they want you to be scared, and they don't do any harm, but they're more or less malicious. Like, they just do it just because they think it's funny.
Like, they know that the red eyes are obviously going to creep
Are going to creep someone out. Yeah, the regular shadow figures, they're just there. You just happen to see them every once in a while. They don't bother anybody. They're kind of just on their own. Now, the hooded ones are known for ill intent, so if you see a hooded shadow creature, and you constantly see a hooded shadow creature, that means something bad is either going to happen to you or someone you love, which is messed up.
Yeah.
But that's that one. And then, of course,
Is it, like, in terms of, like, the Grim Reaper?
Pretty much,
where, like, they, you know.
Yeah. I don't think it necessarily has to do with death, but it's something bad. Like, there's a bad omen afoot.
Yeah.
And I know, and I think that there might be one more that I'm not remembering, but the next one would be the top hat guy, so.
Yeah.
And he is specifically one of the worst.
But, and he's also, like, people have seen him literally across the world.
Yeah.
And they all describe pretty much the exact same person, you know?
And people even dreams, they'll describe the same exact person in dreams they've had, so it's pretty scary.
And there's, like, a specific photo, like a, almost like a police sketch photo that's around that shows, like, this guy, and everybody says, oh, I've seen him.
Yep.
This also, like, depending on what your cultural beliefs are, too, could be something else that changes, like, the appearance of the shadow figure.
Mm-hmm.
I will talk about that.
Yeah.
But the shadow people seem to be able to be characterized by where they show up. The first category is sleep-related phenomena. And
sleep paralysis?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was talked about on something I heard a while ago, too.
Yeah, so I did another, like, picture this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I know you don't like that, because you have really bad dreams and stuff like that sometimes.
Yeah, well, I mean, I could go into detail with one dream I had specifically about a shadow cat, so.
Much of it, dude. You can't see her, but she's hanging out down here.
Yeah, she's under the mic.
Yep. So, picture this. You've been in a peaceful sleep for most of the night, when suddenly you were woken by something. You aren't sure what. As you begin to wake a little bit, you notice something in the corner of your room. Something you've never seen before. You know that there's normally not a shadow in that corner, because of course you've gotten up to pee, or you've just woken up in the middle of the night before. You know that that shadow doesn't belong there. As you're watching it, it notices you too. It looks like a person with no face, at least not one you can describe. Now, this story could go either one of two ways. Either one, the creature just stays in the corner, and sleep overtakes your body again, and you eventually drift back.
Which was one of the cases.
With you?
No, with someone who's seen him.
Oh, okay.
A little kid.
Yeah. Or, two, the creature lurches forward towards you, crawling onto your bed, and pressing down on your chest, making it hard for you to breathe.
A little sleep paralysis demon.
You can't move, and you are frozen in place. Accounts describe the creature as choking you and beating on you. Some crazy accounts describe actually being picked up off of your bed and being slammed back down.
Like a poltergeist almost.
Yeah. Hopefully your encounter doesn't go that far. But, yeah. Most of these encounters are parallel to sleep paralysis, which is a state in which a person is temporarily unavailable.
I am temporarily unavailable.
Temporarily unable to move or speak. And it's, like, during the transition between wakefulness and sleep.
Like the incident I had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you were just like, oh, yeah, in the campsite.
Mm-hmm. That could have been a shadow person for all we know.
Yeah, definitely.
Shadow creature.
Mm-hmm.
Turned into a person.
Especially because you didn't, I mean, we were
weird.
In a tent, but, you know.
Yeah, it was weird.
So just to go over some symptoms of sleep paralysis, your inability to move. The primary characteristic of sleep paralysis is a temporary loss of voluntary muscle movement. This can affect the entire body or certain body parts.
You become temporarily unavailable.
Yeah. Yep, temporarily unavailable. Individuals often report a sense of being immobilized or trapped in their own bodies. They may try to move or speak, but find themselves unable to do so.
Yeah.
Which that sounds like absolutely terrifying.
It was.
To me, personally, I don't think I've ever experienced that.
I've only experienced it once, and I hope I never experience it again.
Yeah, it's...
There's nothing worse than being literally sleeping next to someone, knowing that you're awake, but you can't move, and the only thing you can do is make slightly inaudible noises, that the other person cannot hear. And you can't even, like, touch them to wake them up. You're just like, because that's pretty much what happened to me.
You made me, like, tear up. Another symptom is awareness of surroundings. Despite not being able to move, people experiencing sleep paralysis are often aware of their surroundings. They may perceive their environment, including sounds and visual stimuli, but they cannot physically respond to them.
Yep, same thing happened to
me. So, like, how you were saying is you could see everything that's going on.
I
can see inside
the tent. I can still see the fire slightly lit. I can see the shadow that passed by that was making all kinds of foot stomps and little trots.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that was.
Maybe. Yeah. Who knows? I mean, we were in the woods, so.
There are forests. I don't know if I talked about it, but there are forest shadow people. Mm-hmm. They're kind of just, like, there, you know? They don't have a house, obviously, that they go to.
Skinwalker? Eddie, Skinwalker?
Yeah. Voodoo got scared a little bit. Yeah,
she was like, where? It's okay, Voodoo. She was like, oh shit, they're calling me out.
Yeah. Why are you staring at
me? She looked directly at you as you looked at her.
Another symptom is hallucinations. Sleep paralysis is frequently accompanied by visual hallucinations, which can be visual, auditory, or tactile in nature, which I'm not sure what tactile is. Maybe like hearing.
Well, what was it?
Visual, auditory, and tactile in nature.
Visual is seeing, auditory is hearing, tactile maybe like
feeling,
yeah.
Okay. These hallucinations can involve the perception of shadow figures, presence of intruders, or eerie sounds. Such hallucinations may be intense, realistic, and frightening. Sensations of pressure or weight. Many individuals report feeling a sensation of pressure on their chest or body during sleep paralysis.
I felt normal. I just couldn't move.
Yeah. This feeling can be attributed to respiratory and muscular changes that occur during sleep. So, like, I know that your breathing slows down while you're asleep. So maybe it's just that, like, your body hasn't caught up to the fact that you're awake, you know?
Well, I know there's a scientifically proven fact that when you go to sleep, your body shuts down a lot quicker than usual. And you know how sometimes you'll, like, jolt awake? That's mm-hmm. pretty much your brain sending a signal to your body to make sure you're not dead.
Yeah, that you're not dying.
It jolts you awake, so it's like, bro, you're going to sleep too fast.
Uh-huh. And then there's obviously, like, the anxiety and fear. Sleep paralysis episodes are often accompanied by intense feelings of anxiety, fear, or a sense of impending doom. These emotional reactions can be attributed to the perception of vulnerability and the presence of hallucinations. So, like, if you experience it once, you might have that, like, anxiety and fear that it's going to happen again.
Oh, yeah.
That might even prompt more.
Well, luckily, it didn't.
Yeah. But. Yeah, so I'm not saying that sleep paralysis is the cause of the shadow people, and that's why you see.
It's a symptom.
But
it's a possibility.
I had a theory. What if it's the other way around?
You had a theory.
A theory. What if it's the shadow people that cause sleep paralysis? Like, maybe they're, like, trapping you in your body so they can, like, observe you and not feel like they're in danger. Not that they would be, but you know what I mean?
They're hiding from other shadow people inside your body.
You got shadow people in your body?
Everyone's got shadow people in their body.
Oh? Are you being sarcastic?
You know that voice that's in the back of your head that's always telling you, like, bad things or is always negative? That's a shadow person.
Maybe.
You gotta get a flash. You gotta get one of those really, really high-powered LED flashlights and, like, stick it in your mouth and just turn it on to scare it away. Jesus. So your eyes light up.
So that was, like, the first category is the sleep-related ones. The second category of shadow people is paranormal and supernatural interpretations.
Mm-hmm.
These are obviously other cases of people who kind of experience shadow people while they're awake doing, like, daily tasks. But it's all during the day, you know, it's not at night. So this really, I mean, it can be a type of hallucination, but it's far more unlikely to be a hallucination, you know? You're not, like, falling asleep to where your mind's playing tricks on you. Many people interpret shadow, or many individuals interpret shadow people as entities from another dimension, meaning people from the future coming to check on us, maybe, or people from the past, or aliens coming to see what we're up to. But
yeah, I think that was some of my theories. Was that like time travelers that are going back to a very specific point in time to observe something that was talked about or is talked about, or they had seen something, and it could be also be astral traveling too, which is another thing that people like were saying.
Project,
it could be
what's it called?
Astral projection. Yeah. Could be that, and you just happen to see that astral projection, like you're so in line with your environment or, you know, the space around you that you can actually see someone's astral projection, but only slightly.
What if it's like you're seeing yourself from the future? Like, future you is coming to check on you type
deja
thing.
Deja vu. That was another thing they were talking about, was that they're also linked to deja vu, so.
Yeah. How I kind of solve it is like almost like VR or like the Matrix, but you're just not like 100% in the world. Like you're seeing it, but you're not actually like a part of it. Mm-hmm. So, it's also another possibility that these are just types of spirits or ghosts. We do have cases where people catch like full body apparitions. It would explain why we can see all the features, why we can't really see all the features and details. It's pretty much because they don't have enough energy to like manifest all of that.
Yeah.
That could be why they hide in corners or so you only see them for like a moment's time. It's because they like don't really have enough energy to make themselves known.
Yeah.
Because I mean, most of the time when people describe ghosts, it's orbs and stuff.
Yep. And a lot of the times whenever some sort of like supernatural thing is happening, shadow people are one of the first thing they see. Like they see something in the bathroom that moves, or you see a head
that moves
to
the side. Or something out of the corner of your
eye. Or something out of the corner of your eye, or it looks like there's something outside that's a shadow figure and then it just vanishes. Mm-hmm. Like they're linked to a lot of stuff.
That's kind of what I lean more towards. It's just mostly that maybe it's like ghosts or spirits or something like that, just kind of like manifesting themselves.
Yeah. All I know is there's a post that I've seen on Facebook. I don't take everything on Facebook with a grain of salt. But supposedly the human eye can only see a certain amount, which means we cannot see exactly everything around us. And we can only hear to a certain point. So we're not hearing exactly everything around us. So the fact
like dog whistles and stuff.
Yeah, like dog whistles, And like, so the fact that there, you know, that we randomly see those could be the things around us that we just cannot see normally, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Maybe there's shadow people like all around all the time.
Yeah, there is. And you just don't see them because your eyes can't see past a specific spectrum.
Mm-hmm. People also describe like the heavy and evil feeling type of shadow person as almost like a physical representation of negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
When a lot of bad things happen in a building or home, it's like known to be expressed by a lot of activity. Mm-hmm. Like if so, voodoo.
Mean. Yeah, she tried to make biscuits on her leg.
if I know that a lot of times when people have, like, abuse in the home, or, like, there was previous abuse in the home, and then, or something bad happens, like a murder or something happens in the home, all that negative energy stays there.
And it manifests itself.
Yeah. And it's not, it might not even be, like, the person that was related to the negative energy. It's just almost as if, like, a spirit figure is created by the negative energy, you know?
I'm trying to get up, baby. There you go. I'm trying to help you out. There you go. Whoop. She got tired. Now I gotta let roll. For those of you who don't know, I'm actually allergic to cats. Like, really allergic to cats. And if I don't clean off her hair after she touches me, you will see me itching and
sneezing.
My eyes will start to water. I'll start to sneeze.
Being gross.
Yep. I know I didn't get all of it, but.
Yeah.
Because my nose already, but.
You good?
Yeah, I guess.
The final paranormal explanation, or not the final, because there's kind of one other one. They're just neutral observers or guardians. Some don't really have a point or a purpose of being here. They're just here to watch and observe. I don't really know what these would be, like, considered.
I guess. Specters.
Yeah, just pretty like observers.
It. Yep, they're specters. They're spectating everything.
These kind of reminded me of the Night Marchers from Hawaii. We're going to cover them, but they kind of just, like, wander from place to place. They're almost like soldiers, and they're just known to stand on top of, like, mountains and stuff like that and, like, watch.
Yeah.
You know, but they're not... I think if you approach them, they disappear. So it's not like they're, you know, trying to interact with us.
Mm-hmm.
So...
they're just spectating. It's almost like, for us fellow gamers out there, it's almost like if you're in the middle of playing an online game
and you die
and you're stuck watching all the other players. It's kind of like
that. Like Phasmophobia.
You're literally just walking around and watching what everyone else is doing. You can still communicate with them sometimes, but they can't friggin' see you. you're just an invisible thing walking around.
So now, like, they're the third and final category. So, like, the first one was, I don't even remember. Hold on. Oh, yeah, the sleep-related shadow creatures. And then there's, like, the paranormal ones. And then the third one is almost, like, cultural and folkloric associations.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's something, I think that I remember hearing something about Native Americans, how they see something specific about it.
So, as I was saying before, depending on your religion or culture, you may see these creatures in, like, a different light. A form of shadow people in Islamic folklore is the jinn, also spelled as D-J-I-N-N. I think it's still pronounced jinn.
Yeah, it's still jinn.
Yeah, or genie. While jinn are described as versatile beings with their own characteristics and abilities, some believers associate them with the shadow entities. One reason is that they have similar descriptions. Shadow people are often described as dark, shadowy creatures with no distinct features. And jinn are...
rhymed. Dark, shadowy creatures with no distinct features.
And jinn are sometimes depicted as shadowy or smoke-like entities. Some individuals who claim to have encountered shadow people also report experiencing other paranormal phenomena associated.
The whole company based on it.
Yeah. Associated with jinn, such as like unexplained noises, objects moving, or the feelings of being watched. These shared experiences are often seen as indications of a jinn presence.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
But basically, yeah, like, so the same things that people are describing with shadow people are also described with jinn too. So it's like, some of these shadow people could also be jinns. Or they all are. Or, you know. There's also the shadow folk. In Celtic
folklore. I was gonna say, I know there's like a Norse Celtic style version of it too.
There are legends of shadow beings or shadow folk known as the Fyrdub.
Let me see.
Fyrdub. With an H.
It's either Fyrdub or Fyrdub.
I'm gonna call it Fyrdub.
Dubba. Fyrdubba. Fyrdubba.
Or the Dark Men. These entities are said to be associated with death, misfortune, and the supernatural. They are described as tall, shadowy figures with no discernible features.
Slenderman.
Did I say features and features twice? I think I did. I meant to say shadowy figures with no discernible features. So if I said that wrong...
sounds like you're trying to create a nursery rhyme.
Yeah, it's getting complicated in here. So now, like, another cultural... mention of, like, shadow people is the Wendigo, like you were saying.
The Wendigo.
In Native American folklore, the Wendigo is a malevolent...
malevolent?
Malevolent spirit associated with winter, cannibalism, and an insatiable hunger for human flesh. So it sounds kind of like a vampire more than anything, but...
If you guys ever want to see something funny, go on to YouTube and look up Sounds Like Pizza, and then type in the Wendigo, and those episodes are really funny.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Wendigo. Yep. Are you telling me it's the Wendigo?
Yeah, they are often depicted as, like, a gaunt, shadowy figure. I think that's kind of like, what'd you do? All I see is you, like, move your arms, and I'm like, what is he doing?
I'm getting big.
Yeah. Encountering a Wendigo is seen as a bad omen and is associated with madness and death.
Yes, it is.
In Japanese folklore, there is the Kage Onna, or Shadow Woman.
The Kage Onna.
Kage Onna?
I think it's Kage Onna.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Pronunciation. Or Shadow Woman, and it's a spirit that takes the form of a shadowy woman. I didn't really get a whole lot of information on it, but it's still, like, the shadowy...
There's a lot of demon women in Japan and Chinese, yeah. And Korean, like, mythology. A lot of demon women.
Mm-hmm. Well, we did the Goroguma.
Yeah, the Goroguma, so. Yep.
In Filipino folklore, the Tiki Balalang... Sorry about that
pronunciation. Tiki Balala. Tiki Balang, yeah.
Tiki Balang is a creature that appears as a
tall... Actually, it might be Tiki Balang, actually. That sounds... Tiki Balang.
It's pronounced one way or the other. It's a creature that appears as a tall, shadowy figure with a horse head. So, I think what we consider shadow people is actually, like, a wide array of different paranormal activity.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like... Well, it depends on the culture, because also, if you look at, like, gods and stuff like that, every culture has their own god. Yeah. So it's like, it's all seen as differently. Also, every culture has their own dragon. Every culture has their own mythical beast to begin with. Like, yeah. It's all... It depends on where you're at in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be called something else.
That's what I was saying. Like, it kind of depends on who you are as a person and what you're experiencing. Because, like me personally, I don't have any type of religion or anything like that. So I might consider it, like, a paranormal... Like a ghost or something like that, because my first thought wouldn't have been like a djinn or, you know.
I think
because I didn't grow up around them, you know.
I think it's aliens whose camouflage slightly fails for a split second.
Maybe. Is that what you really think?
One of the theories I had, yeah, that it's aliens where their camouflage just slightly fails for a second.
Yeah. So before we get into talking, like, reading some spooky stories, is there anything that you wanted to, like, talk about, like, your theories?
I know, I also remember hearing something, too, about shadow people, how they actually come from space, because the space is, like, the darkness of space, it's actually, apparently, from what I heard, that there are beings that live in the darkest parts of space, and sometimes they visit Earth, and that was another one that I... was considering, you know, it's a possibility, because we don't know what the hell's out there.
Yeah, we don't have no
freaking idea.
Could be something from the ocean, too. I mean, we really don't know.
Yeah. It could be literally anything.
Yeah.
So.
And I just think that it's also kind of hard to research this topic.
Because there's so much of it.
And it's not like we've got communications from anybody, you know. Like, at least ghosts, you can try using the Ouija board and stuff like that. I mean,
Ouija board.
I wonder if anybody has tried to use a Ouija board with a shadow person.
I mean, if they have, it probably ended bad.
Yeah. They're not here anymore.
No. They became the shadow person.
Yeah. Yep. But, yeah, so is that what your main theory? What's your main theory?
My main theory is that... I don't really have a main theory, though. Like, there's too many possibilities for me to have a main theory. So I can't, like... fully put them into a very specific...
Yeah, like, say this is what I think it is.
Yeah, like, I can't put them into a specific category of what I believe. It's like I said, it could be, for all we know, once again, and I'm, you know, aliens that camouflage fail for a split second.
Yeah.
We don't know. We just happen to not be able to hear them because they're just good at that. You know, if it is an alien, they have the subsonic abilities to where they can make themselves completely quiet if they really want to.
It's like the invisible cloak and stuff like that from, like, Harry Potter.
Yeah, yeah, it's almost like that. Like, you can see footsteps, but you can't hear them.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you bump into something, then you can hear, you know,
obviously.
Wouldn't
it be the opposite? You can hear footsteps, but you can't see them?
No, you can, because if you ever looked, remember the scene with the map? Where you can see their footsteps? Yeah. Even like in the snow, you could see Harry's footsteps, but you couldn't hear him stepping in the snow.
Yeah.
Like, you just seen the footsteps. You didn't hear the crunching of snow at all. At least, I don't think. I don't remember.
I didn't get that far in, you know. Yeah.
But, like, It was when they I think it was like their second or third trip down to the town. What's that town called where all the magic is?
Diagon Alley.
It might be that, but it was their first trip there, and like Harry was going through some shit, and he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna hide for a little while," and he put on the cloak and he walked away. But anyway, But there's that, you know, with the whole, you know, alien, the whole alien thing. It could be spectate or specters, you know what I mean? Like something otherworldly, something that's observing. The otherworldly that's able to cast themselves onto the Earth and just observe at certain points. It could be time travelers, and that's the main reason why we don't see time travelers, is because when you travel through time, you technically don't exist during that time, so you're non-existent on this plane. You just become a slight shadow figure if someone happens to catch it just like by their peripheral. Since, like I said, we can only see certain things.
Yeah.
So it could be that. What else did I say?
Ghosties?
It could be ghosts. It could be... Yeah, I already said aliens. It could be a lot of things. It could be
a lot of things.
I honestly, out of all the theories I've come up with, I think the main one that I'd probably have to believe would be time travel. Just because everyone says it's impossible... But at the same time, you're not in the future. Like, you're not in the future, so you're seeing it as impossible. And people think, like, if we're able to time travel, then people would have gone back in time and fixed this and done that. No, they wouldn't have, because that's interfering with the timeline. They wouldn't do that.
They're just going to let stuff go.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to let it happen the way it planned out, because guarantee you, if that person were to interfere with anything within the timeline, that person specifically that is traveling back in time would no longer exist, and they would probably die.
I mean, it's
that's
like,
how
it's,
dramatic it would change
that.
It's
like the new Spider-Man thing that's coming out, right? Not Spider-Man. The Flash.
Yeah, with the Flash.
He goes and, like, changes the past, and then
to try and save his parents, and it completely screws up all of it. It's the same process. Yeah. Like, you're not going to travel back in time and mess with something, knowing that you messing with that could have you possibly not exist anymore. Yep. Like, you just won't do that. So people aren't going to, like, mess with things. Like, they might influence things, but they're not going to completely... Yeah, they're not going to completely alter the timeline, because it will affect their future and the current state that they're in. They're not going to do that. Unless you have, and that's probably the reason why there's not a lot of bad people that actually go into the past. I mean, we have no idea. Hitler himself could have been a time traveler. We don't know. I mean, he said he grew up, but there wasn't too many records of him as a kid.
Yeah, there was.
There wasn't that many.
He went to, like, art school and stuff like
that. When he was older.
Well, I'm pretty sure that they know.
Well, I don't know. There probably is a lot, and I'm just, like, spitting, but...
I was like, I got these theories!
Yeah. But no, I'm just saying, just in general, it could most possibly be time traveling. Because, like, if time travel were a thing now, and I were to go to my past to fix my past, guarantee you I wouldn't see me, because I'm not existing at that point in time.
Well, and also... Now you're making me tired. I feel like if you were to go and, like, change your past, we wouldn't be here right now.
No,
no,
me and you wouldn't
be
here right now. Like, I wouldn't be who I am right now. I wouldn't have gone through what I went through to become the person I am now. There's a lot that gets altered when you time travel, and people swear up and down that they would have done this and they would have done. No, they wouldn't have, because it alters it way too much. They wouldn't have done
that. Yeah, and then you wouldn't have been, you know... In this specific
timeline. Exactly. You wouldn't have been. You would have been completely, like, right now, if somebody were to go back into the past and completely screw with the timeline, the apocalypse would probably have already happened. Like, we'd be living through the worst of the worst right now. Like, we don't know. I mean, it could be way worse. I mean, it's pretty bad now, but it could definitely be way worse.
Yep. But yeah, so I don't know what I believe with it. I feel like that there is different reasons for it. I don't think shadow people are all just one thing.
No.
I feel like that maybe there's, like, a few of them that people experience are ghosts. I feel like a few of them are, like, the djinn. I feel like maybe the djinn are even ghosts, you know, and that they just, you know, obviously made a name and, you know, a reputation or whatever for them. And I don't know. And maybe the ones that are more evil are... I hate to say this, but maybe they're, like, more demonic. Like, they have, you know, reason to mess with you, you know?
And once again, the whole demonic evil thing, like, the influence of the government. Like, there could be time travelers influencing government that are making them do what they're doing now.
Yeah.
You know, it could, like, the 90s so far has, besides all the bullshit that was happening, nowhere near as bad as what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, from, like... Like, the 2000s onwards, something got fucked up somewhere. And it could have been that. We don't know.
But anyway, so those are our theories.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go into, like, the creepy, spooky story time. Okay. And I actually read these this time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I didn't, like, just copy and paste some ideas, you know, some stories and be like, yeah, we'll read them. But, yeah. So, story one. I tried to do a little research into the situation, but I've never been able to find a similar story. A few years back, me and my wife were living in a small townhouse, and we constantly saw this shadow person. It was always around the top of the stairs. It would mainly appear only at night and would stare down at you, usually from the top of the stairs. I always joked about it because no matter how many times I would try and get close to it, it would always back around a corner and disappear. It was like, don't come close to me.
I want to watch, but I don't want to interact.
Yeah. You could sit there and stare it down as long as you wanted to until you tried to approach it. We would always have weird things happen in the house, like things falling off of shelves or disappearing. So we always just chalked it up to our mind playing tricks on us. Then things started to change. We started to see it get closer to us, and not only at night. They used to see it during the day. I was sitting in the doorway of my daughter's bedroom at the top of the stairs with my dog in my lap and talking to my wife sitting in a chair next to the doorway. The wife was sitting next in a chair. It's a little confusing. all of a sudden, something started running up the stairs. I look towards the stairs, and there it is. Dog goes after it, and I dive across the floor, coming within inches of grabbing its leg as it dipped into the other bedroom and disappeared. Thinking maybe someone had broke into the house or whatever. This was in the middle of the day during the summer, and our house was extremely well lit with lights and ton of natural sunlight. The only reason why I called it a shadow person was because it was a solid pitch black figure to the point where you couldn't really make out any details besides its shape, even being that close to it, like, you know, face to face. We lived there for another 5 months while trying to buy a new house and still saw it watching us at a distance, but it never came close again after that. Till this day, I still don't know what it was. I feel like it was trying to sneak past them up the stairs, but then it made too much noise, yeah. So they were like, oh, fuck, and...
Once again, it brings back the whole time travel thing. Yeah. Like, that could have been, like, your...
Great-great-grandfather or... No, future. So, great, I guess, like, future son-in-law, maybe?
It could have been son, could have been daughter, could have been anything, mm-hmm. And they're just going back in time to see specific periods of their family, like, certain ancestors that they want to look at, and they can observe them and figure out how they went about things. Maybe that little shadow figure was trying to figure out what was mentally wrong with himself, so he went back in time to, like, the farthest he could to see if there was any mental issues with his ancestors.
Why is it just at night and, like, staring from, like, the staircase?
Because it's easier to hide.
I guess. Yeah, but, like, you're not doing much at night. So you're not, like, observing anything, you know what I mean?
No, but... You could have been observing throughout the whole day and they just didn't notice.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, if it stayed at the top of the stairs, though, I mean, we don't have stairs, but I know I probably wouldn't notice it all the time.
No.
So, I'm not sure what that one is. That one's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to read, by the way.
I should have put on my black morph suit.
Yeah,
you should've. I had one.
Should've.
Should've, could've, would've, but I didn't.
story two. I used to have a lot of out-of-body experiences. Experiences with spirits and sleepwalking episodes when I was younger. As I got into my late teens, early 20s, I stopped having those experiences as much and eventually grew out of my sleepwalking. In my late 20s, I started noticing paranormal activity picking back up. I woke up one night on my back to something between my legs being sexual with me.
Oh my.
I won't go into that one because it's embarrassing to talk about. But there are cases where people talk of, like, say yeah, that has happened.
Yeah, there's quite a few cases.
Like that one girl that was like, I had sex with a ghost. And I'm not saying that to be, like, making fun of them, but she said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is still the same story. The last major experience was by far the absolute worst one. I was taking a nap when suddenly woke up to a shadow figure standing in my hallway. I knew I couldn't move as soon as I saw it. The figure moved closer and stood hovering over me for a few seconds before reaching down and grabbing me by my hair. Then it ripped me off the bed and I hit the floor. The figure proceeded to drag me by my hair halfway down the hallway. At that point, I reached my hands up to try and hold my scalp, and that's when I woke up. I was already sitting straight up in my bed, hyperventilating with my eyes open. The thing is, I could feel everything as if it was really happening in real life. Every strand of my hair being pulled out of my head and my body hitting the floor. I remember my scalp feeling hot and almost sore when I actually woke up. It was one of the most traumatic experiences I have ever had.
That maybe, one's spooky. Maybe that's like a repressed memory, though.
Maybe.
Maybe something that she completely mentally forgot. Like, blocked out. Because that is a thing. You do completely forget things. If it's so traumatic that your body just doesn't know how to handle it, and your brain completely blocks it out of remembering.
Oh, I know. I've blocked out my whole childhood, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, so have I. Most of it, anyway.
Yeah, like, I don't remember a lot of my childhood.
So that could have been just a repressed memory that just kept, like, that kept like, repeating itself.
And, like, maybe she didn't know who had done that to her, so that's why it was just straight up shadow figure.
So either she knew who did it to her and she just didn't want to remember who it was.
Yeah, blocked out. Could have
been that too. Yep.
If it wasn't that case, like if it wasn't a traumatic experience, that's terrifying.
Yeah, if it wasn't. Because
where was it taking her, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that is scary. Especially when you know, like I've done that too. Like there has been times where, I mean, this isn't really nightmarish for me. But there have been times, I remember when I was younger, these two specific times I remember when I was younger. One time I had a dream that I was eating ice cream. And I woke up and my hand was like holding the cone like this, like when I was laying on my bed and I didn't realize it. And I looked at my hand. I'm just like, why was I doing that? And like, cause I was just dreaming about eating ice cream in the dream. And then another one was an experiment for myself when I realized that my dreams were actually interacting with me in reality. This is when I had like a self-awakening kind of thing. What I did was I laid in my bed, I crossed my arms like this. And
when me and you were together, right?
No, this was when I was younger.
Oh, because I remember I tried you doing
it
again. Stuff like,
I tried it, but I couldn't do it. But when I was, this is when I was way younger. I crossed my arms like this over my body, and I crossed my legs, and I went to sleep, and I woke up the next morning exactly in the same position. So I knew that I could, at that time, I knew that I can control what I was doing, and keep doing that. There's even like a few times when I told you like with the whole what's that dreaming process called?
Astral projection?
Yeah, when you can astral project and you can, like, see things and you, like, fully remember your entire dream. You remember where you were, what it smelled like, blah, 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 blah. Like, I've done that before. Plenty of times.
Yeah, this is getting off topic, but I know that there's this thing that you do when you go into a dream and you want to check to see if you are dreaming. You go up to somebody and ask them what the day is or what the time is. And if they start getting mad at you, they don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but they don't like you asking, like, what the time is or what the day is. Yeah. And, like, the more and more you ask and the more and more the mad they get.
Yeah, the more and more angry they get, yep.
Yeah. But that was off topic, but not necessarily off topic. Not
necessarily off topic.
So story three, and I think the final story, is the one I'm going to tell right now.
Right now.
When I was in college, I used to stay alone in a dorm room in a building where the hallway lights would have remained on all times. During one summer, when I admittedly gotten in the habit of severely messing up my sleep patterns by pulling all... Because you used to do that all the time.
I did. But when I wasn't working, I would stay up way too late.
Yep. Severely messing up my sleep patterns by pulling all-nighters fueled by energy drinks.
Yep.
I had tried to do what I could to block out the light from my window so that I could sleep into the morning without the sun coming up.
Yep.
Even so, the light from my hallway outside would always be slightly visible beneath my door. The room was poorly ventilated, and I already had a tendency to experience the phenomena of sleep paralysis beforehand, where I would wake up to see or even hear strange things walking towards me before I quickly realized I was dreaming. As terrifying as these sleep paralysis experiences could get, usually I'd be able to dismiss them as merely waking dreams. So, like, they could tell, like, hey, this is a dream. I'm not in any danger, I guess.
Yeah.
One night, roughly around 3 or 4 a.m., I woke up to find myself paralyzed once again. An intense ringing buzzed around my ears, and I saw this tall figure standing in the middle of my room. I couldn't make out any particular details on its body, but it seemed to be a silhouette that was even blacker than the rest of the darkness in my room. It must have been at least taller than me, but seemed to tower over my position. and its shape seemed almost like a bowling pin. Somewhat rounded body with an incredibly thin, elongated neck that tapered into the small oval-shaped head, which kind of sounds like an alien.
Yeah.
On its head were these tiny two gleaming white dots that I took for eyes. So now this is even, like, not even red eyes. These are white eyes. No, this is a
completely different color. You were abducted, my guy.
Yep. Upon noticing it, this figure began to gently glide towards me, its dark shape undoubtedly swallowing up more of the room as it got closer. Eerie as it was, I dismissed it as just another hallucination. As if it responded to that thought, I noticed that it was blocking out the light beneath the light that would have come from beneath my door. So, like, that little, you know, line of light was gone. At this point, I was disturbed. It is one thing to have hallucinations during paralysis, but the fact that the light was being blocked implied something really was there to block it. Which, not necessarily. Because, like, if you're dreaming something, yeah, and obviously it's a shadow figure, it's going to cover up the light.
And not only that, subconsciously you know that that light is always supposed to be there. So if you, yeah, if you're dreaming of something physically there, you're going to also see that it's blocking that portion of the light. So
yeah. The entity continued to glide silently towards me, betraying no more details in its form beyond its white eyes. I felt the ringing in my head escalate as it got closer and closer. When it got to my feet, the paralysis suddenly broke and I kicked it, and it immediately dissolved as though it was made of bubbles and dust. It distinctly reminded me of the cloaking effect from the Predator films and other sci-fi movies.
Yeah, that's similar to a story that I heard about that. This guy kicked the shadow person in the chest because they were grabbing his leg, and behind his knee was a tickle spot, and when they grabbed it, it tickled him, and then he kicked him in the chest, and then the thing faded, but he felt it like it was a solid mass, a solid when he hit it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just faded off into the distance.
Yeah. So that was like the end of that story, which honestly, just the fact that you kicked it and something happened shows that it was in the room. Not even necessarily the light, but you know. I believe each of these people obviously saw something, whether it be paranormal, whether it be, like, our brain kind of playing tricks on us.
Or if they didn't see anything, it's very creative writing.
Yeah. That too, definitely. It's honestly kind of scary to think that there is stuff out there that we can't explain, you know? We could just say that all of this stuff is in our heads, because 90% of the time, a lot of the stories are, you know, people being asleep. And I know when I wake up and you see, like, that shape of something, like, hanging in your room that's not usually there, you know, like a dress or a coat or something like that, and it's like, oh, that kind of looks like a person, you know?
But, and also with you, like, with you waking up and, like, talking, too, that's also a thing, too.
Yeah, I do that. I wake up and I just, like, tell you about
something. I've had full-on conversations with her while she was literally dead asleep, but her eyes were wide open, creeping me out. But her eyes were, like, wide open, just, like, talking about incoherent things, and I would just answer. And then eventually she would, like, slightly wake up and, like, get mad at me because it wasn't the answer she was wanting, and then she would go back to sleep. But the next morning she wouldn't remember any of it.
No, I rarely remember any of it. I remember, was it you that I was talking about a candle being on the bed?
Yeah.
There's a candle. I don't even know what I said, but
you were like, there's a candle on the bed. You got to be careful not to knock it over or something like that. I'm just like, where is there a candle? You were like, right there. I'm like, there's nothing there. And then you went, and then you're like, I'm going back to bed. Like, okay, whatever you say.
And then there was also the one time I wasn't with you. I was in like my own bed and where I was living, and I had a soda next to my bed.
You telling me about
and
this.
I woke up soaking wet. Well, I had taken the soda and like dumped it on myself trying to get a drink. My whole sheets were covered in soda and everything. Like my whole top of my face was just soaking wet with soda because I dumped it on myself.
Yeah. You when you're sleeping, you have literal physical interaction with things. I have metaphysical interaction with things.
I get up and actually just like go do stuff. My aunt actually has that kind of stuff too. I can't remember if it was Aunt Penny or somebody else, but I remember one of them had like sleepwalking things where they would wake up sitting on the toilet or something like that, like had to pee in the middle of the night, so they would get up and just be like sitting downstairs and stuff. Yeah. So, it happened. It's runs through my family.
Yeah.
Does it with yours? Like, has your mom ever?
No, I mean, I think the only time my mom has ever had an incident with her sleeping was with my stepfather's grandmother, and it had, like, randomly visited her in the middle of the night, possessed her body, she said, and started cursing Rick out, which was my stepfather, so.
Your stepmom, or I guess her step, what was it, mother-in-law, I guess?
Grandmother-in-law, yeah.
Grandmother-in-law? I don't
know what you would call that.
Because it's Rick's side, right?
Yeah, it was Rick's his grandmother.
His mom,
yeah.
Or his grandmom.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, yeah. So, I don't really know what to say the shadow people are. I don't think that we've, like, cracked the code or anything like that. You know, I feel like you're not going to crack the code. I just, you know.
I'm still sticking with the whole time travel thing. Because yeah. It's the only one that would actually make full sense in the large spectrum of things. Scale of everything. Yeah.
I don't know. Me personally, I just think it's a mix of everything. Like, I feel like we just don't have enough evidence on it to say whether or not it's a ghost or if it's a djinn or time travel or anything like that, yeah. You know? But, because, like, if you think about it, time travel, I mean, I know it's important to go to just, like, random spots in history, but why would a time traveler just show up in the middle of the night to just watch somebody sleep, you know?
Well, I mean, like, as a time travel might be, in the future, time travel might just be a thing you could do. Like, it's not even, like, restricted by anything.
So it's like a pervert coming in.
No, could be. I mean, yeah, I mean, you don't, yeah. You never know. Like, with that girl that was dreaming about getting ripped up in her sleep, like, that could have been yeah, like, gripped up.
Oh, yeah.
Getting gripped up in her sleep, like, that could have been literally a time travel would be like, if I can't do anything in my current world, I'm going to go back in time to like where they can't track me.
Time travel and serial killer?
Yeah. Story idea.
So I,
sorry.
It's copyrighted. I did it. Don't take my idea. I'm
DM.
Sure.
DM? TM.
Oh.
TM.
Like, DM us.
TM.
But yeah, so that's it for this episode. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Like I said, it kind of was all over the place, but I
Shadow
liked
people
it.
All over the place. And they've been talked about for a very long time, too. Like, it's not like the Black Eyed Kids tour. It was literally in the 90s. When there's no previous record. There's records going all the way back to like Native American like times, medieval times. All like it's like fully recorded.
Celtic times.
Yeah, the Celtic
too.
Times. Yep.
I know that's pretty much like medieval time, but
it's like fully recorded.
Yeah.
So it's not just like, oh, I'm going to create a story in the 90s and have everybody believe it. No, this is like it's historical records. So
just people calling the same thing by different names. That's all.
Still got the same look, just different names.
Yep. But yeah, so that's it
it's
for
like
this
trying
episode.
Trying to escape from the CIA. What?
What?
So it's like trying to escape from the CIA. You look the same. You just change your name.
Yeah.
Eventually, you change the way you look if they have a little sketch, but.
But
they
yeah.
Have a photo of you. You know, whatever. Sorry, go ahead.
That's it for this video, guys, before Alan starts, like, incriminating himself somehow.
Listen here, man, the CIA is behind everything.
You almost dropped my mic. But, yeah, we'll see you in the next one.
Yep, catch you later.